Always with an eye out for farmers and ranchers and irrigation, I wanted to get a report from the NRCS's Danny Tappa, who's a hydrologist, regarding this year's snowpack. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
Our most recent comprehensive report, we pulled together data from all of our automated snowtell sites, also manual snow courses. The story was kind of similar to what we've seen almost all winter. We had much below normal snowpack across the Wood and the Lost basins in south central Idaho. And then northern Idaho was normal to above normal. And then the upper Snake, that feeds, of course, so much irrigation in the Snake River Plain, that was also above normal. Good looking snowpack, upper Snake, good looking snowpack to the north. Less than ideal in south central Idaho. Less than normal in the Boise Basin too. The Payette and the Salmon look okay. They're near normal, slightly below. And then a lot of the south side Snake basins, that's what we refer to as the Owyhee, Bruno, Salmon Falls, Oakley, they're already melting quite a bit. Not a great reflection on what the seasonal peak was. There's not much snow left in the Owyhee, for example. Quite a bit of melt has already occurred in the Bruno and Salmon Falls Creek and the Oakley drainages. That being said, those basins had a pretty normal snowpack earlier in the winter, just an earlier melt than normal. The water supplies look pretty good across the state, except for users in the Wood and Lost River basins, where at this time it looks like there's going to be some water shortages.
This is David Sparks.